7. What are the advantages of handicraft?
They can remind people of a nation. They symbolize the history. They can carry people back to the past. Paper cutting is a good case.
8. Do you think people like handicrafts?
It depends. Young people think that handicrafts are too old-fashioned. Besides, they don't like them because they can hardly be used in daily life.
9. What handicrafts are there in China?
We've got paper cutting, embroidery, clay dolls, and seal carving.
10. What makes a work of art valuable?
A work of art may be unique. Its design and craftsmanship must be delicate.
11. What are the most important skills for people nowadays in China?
If you want to survive, you should have 3 basic skills like computer skills, language skills, and driving skills. Of course, you should also have the ability to communicate.
12. Do you want to learn traditional skills?
I don't think it's necessary. It's going to be a waste of time. It can become your hobby, but you can't depend on that for living in modern society.
13. What's the difference between traditional crafts and mechanic products?
Generally speaking, handicrafts are delicate and it takes time and patience and skill to make. As to mechanic products, you can produce them in a large quantity, and they are not so valuable as handicrafts.
14. Do you think that handicrafts will disappear?
No. They are the tradition of a country. People will try to preserve them. When people see delicate objects, they may be so proud of their tradition.